suffik in the shechita, elamai go bas the roif. Michael Mayne, elavad, you have to say the story of the court of Rameya. Hechid the yef shef shech, la yef shla yef shah. When does Rameya say chashin lemuta wait to check it out if he could check it out? But cases where he can't check it out, like my shechita, he's also made the yisamech on the roif. So he's the yokanamir also. Hechid the yef shere shech, la yef shla yef shah. Kissing more really blind like Kasha, how do we know you go bust a rave in a case where it could be checked out later? Maybe should not be samech on rave. So Rashi says, Elo the Pshat from Maskonaries, Vade Halokal Mashim Sinai. Alright, let's turn over. We'll continue on the other side. Again, so Rashi says, the Maskona, how do we know to say you go bust a rave? Even in the case like by Kotan and Kastani, where you could check it out later. So Rashi says that the vala elavabe halok l'mashim sinai. It's halok l'mashim sinai that we go bosa roiv. Chotasachin and aruboy. Afilu heichad yefsh. Even in the case where you could check it out later. That's one pshat Rashi. Inami, second pshat Rashi says Akhir Rabban Hatos. Back right now from the pasuk of Akhir Rabban Hatos, which is mashma ben rubid yista kamon ben rubid lesa kamon. We can learn that both from this pasuk. To ma'ishu nahaimiha, what should be the difference? And therefore Rashi says we are whole mils on this halok that we go bosa roiv. When you have make a shechita on an animal, afterward you're not mechuyev to check out all yudches treifus of the animal. You don't have to check them out because we're samech on roiv. Aye, the question is, we know glat kosher is that we check out the reya, the lungs. So how come that we have to check out? So Rashi says in the kuvas areya, checking out the holes that the lungs should not have any holes in it. Mishum the shchiach boriusa. That's very frequent that it happens. There's a shchiach, that there's a reyesa, there's a hole there. Therefore, bat kinon. And v'hecha disrami, Rashi says, if it ever happens, v'hecha disrami, the yifresha reya v'loi bodek, that if the lungs got lost right after the shchita, and you didn't have time to check them out, and echnami misachla, you let eat from the meat, there's samchina naho, with samich on this cloud, of roiv, you go bust the roiv. And also Rashi says, rosa samich ad rafuna. The yom, he said before, nishchata, once we made a shchita, the cheskas hetera medis. The mefarsim adavrash. The benatim mefarsim don't tell everybody. Then people of chilu won't be semich, won't make bedikis. But according to this, the maskona that we do go bust a roiv, even a roiv that's efsha to check it out later on. But since right now you can't check it out, avadi have right to be semich on roiv. Enechnami, a roiv that you could check out right now, that's another klal. Hechad efsha levruray. A lot of shita sold you mechuyev to mabari the roiv right now. Here we're talking about even though right now you can't check it out, but since you would be able to check it out later, so that's the shaila. How do we know such a roiv? So this thing where it says from Sukkim we have naraya, but rather Rashi says either to lochel moshe misinai or else takas from the first original pasuk of roiv that Acher Rabban Hatos teaches us both roivs. Now the phase before spoke out when the Gemara said that learn out roiv from over the imoi. Samar says, no, the case of the Chavushim of Esasurim. That's why maybe you're not Samech on Roiv. So Toy says, so what then the Gemara could have said that there's a Chazak also. It's not only Roiv, there's a Chazak also. There's a Chazak of the Hemreim Becheska Tzadekis. This is one of the proofs that Toy holds is such a Svara of Cheska Tzadekis, like a Birur. If you have a Sok, if Sok, if she did an Avera or not, Havad and Chazak would say she did not do the Avera. All right, we'll stop here. Good dance, right? Yeah, the few beis amar alafi on top of the two dots. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav, ro echod sheshochat. If you see somebody make a shechita, so it's like this: imru mitchilo viatsoif. If you saw this person do the shechita from the beginning until the end, and the male you saw he did a kosher shechita, didn't wait in between or the press down, so then mutalechem shechita soi. Then Rav Nachman, Omer Rav says, then you're allowed to eat from the shechita of this person. But v'yimlaf, if you do not see the shechita from the beginning until the end, then he says also lechem mishchitosei. You're not allowed to eat from this person shechita. Sometimes you have to be afraid. Maybe he made a drosa or shiur. Maybe he waited. Maybe the shechita is possible. So Mora says, let's see. Hekidam, what's the case talking about? Idiyada digomar. If you know that this person knows the hilcha shechita, sivso lomali ro. What do you have to see him for? Chub shechita. If the guy knows hilcha shechita. So Navada Shechita is a kosher Shechita. And Navada, we should trust him when he says, lady, did a good Shechita. So what do you have to watch him for? Elamai, the case is, V'idiyoda. The Leigomer, if we know that this person does not know the halachas, we we know clearly that he does not know Hilchos Shchita. If so, then Pshita. Rashi says like Pshita, Rashi says that if you see him, it's Muta. Why? Because if you saw, you know clearly he wasn't sure, he wasn't Doras. And if you didn't see him, Pshita Tosa, because you're afraid maybe he did these Psulim. So what is Rav Nachman Amarav teaching us? Someone says, Elo, the case must be, to lo yoda igomer rilagomer. In the case we do not know this person, we don't know if he knows the halachas or not. In such a case like that. And that's Rav's chiddush here, that only if we watch him from beginning to end is the good. And if we don't watch him, then it's no good. So what's the question, why? Lame, like if we don't know if the guy knows the halachas or not, so then even if we don't watch him, the Gemara is asking, still it should be kosher. Lame, why don't we say the klal should be that we had before, Roiv mitzuyin eitzah shchita mumchenhein, that most people that have to do with shchita knows the halachas, like otherwise they wouldn't shecht otherwise. Like Rashi says, Shim loyhoye mumch, if the guy wasn't a mumchim, he didn't know the halachas, loyhoye shaykhid, he wouldn't do shchita. So why don't we say, Rostov, if you don't know, so there most probably we should take on, he knows the halachas, it's like a roiv, like a chazaka, and we just say the animal's kosher. So Mer says, Mi loytana, didn't we learn like this? That haray shemotza tanagoylis shchuta b'shuk. If you find a chicken that has a shchita done on it, you found it in the street. Or you ask another case, shom alish luchay, say shochet. You tell you make a shliach, go make a shchita for me, shech my bird for me. Falach umotza shochet. And the shliach goes, and we find that it was geshochten already. So lochri is cheskosay shochet. We say yes that the shchita is a good shchita. Or Rashi says, the Rashi learns, B'holach means balabais, that the balabos went, and he found that the animal had a shechita done on it. So Allah is that you could eat from it. Why? Alma, what do we see? That Amrina, we say, Roiv mitzuyin, that's a shechita mumchenhein. Like even though you did not see the shechita, you're not sure who made the shechita. But so what? Whoever did it, there's a roiv like, only people that know halachas make the shechita. Otherwise they don't do the shechitas. So here we see clearly, you say this chazakov, roiv mitzuyin es ha-shchitahin. So Rosh is true. So rather here the case must be, a Samaritan's question, hochinam is here also. Lema, why don't we say, if you don't know if this person knows the lochas or not, say the same svara. Is hochinam and lema, we should say, roiv mitzuyin es ha-shchitah munchenhin. That most people that do shchitahs know the halachas. So if you don't know about this person, leave him on the chazkos, that he must probably know the halachas. So it should be kosher. Rosh says true, you're right. The Yerlam, you know what Rav's talking about? The Yerlam, the Yodad Legomer. It's only a case where we know for sure the guy does not know the halachas. Then Rav is being mechadish, we have to watch from the beginning till the end. And what's the chiddush then? Okegoin, the shochet kamon chod simon. Shaker. The guy made a shchita now, one simon, he did well. Again, we know this person does not know the halachas so well. But we saw him do a good shchita on one simon. So I would have thought to say, Mal de tema, mi di hai shaper. Since the first simon that he shechted, he did a good job, hachna mi shaper, the second simon. Even if we don't watch him, most probably he'll also do a good job. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush no. The what hai is ramui is rami. It could be, it just happened to be by chance, that the first simon he did a good job on it. But isarmalei, but Iduch, the second simon, Shemeshol, let's be afraid, maybe you wait in between, Shemedoros, maybe you press down. That's Rabbi Yudam, that's from Nachman and Rav's Chiddush, that even though we saw him do one simon well, there's no proof of the second simon. We have to be there and watch him do the second one. Benachnami, if we do not know that he does not know the loches, then there's such a klal of Roiv Mitzun, that's a shchita, Amum Chinein. Another more says, Boy, Mene Rav Dimi Bar Yosim Rav Nachman. What's going to be? Hoi Mele Shluchai. Somebody tells the Shliach, he makes the messenger, that Tsei V'Shochet, I want you to go and make a Shchita for me. Volach, then the Balabas goes, Umotza Shochet, and the Balabas finds the animal, have a Shchita done to it. So Ma, what's the Locha? Like, do you have a right to say for sure your Shliach did it in its kosher? Or you have to be afraid, no, maybe somebody else did it that doesn't know the Lochas. So Allah answered back to him, yes, cheskosoi shochet. That it's chazoka that most probably your shliach did it. There is a chazoka that shliach was a shlichusoi. And therefore you have a right to eat from it. What's going to be though, ha'im ala shluch v'tay shliach, tsei v'torim, go and take off truma from my Paris. Volach, and you went to Motzah Torah, you found out that in your big barrel there, Peris, they were taken off, it was set aside Truma. So the question is, who did it? My, what's the halacha there? Or Malay said over there, Shino, Ein Ches Kosei Torim. That no, you have to be afraid, it was not your Shliach that did it. Maybe somebody else did it. And somebody else has no right to take off Truma on your Peris. That's called like Shlomi Das. If you do make him a Shliach, he can't do it. So more is the question, what's going on in Manashach? Why? If you tell me there's such a chazaka, that if you tell somebody to do it, most probably he's going to do it, and it was done. If so, afidu trumanami. Now that's why you tell me the shchit is kosher, because most probably he did the shchita. And so the trum also should be a truma then. Most probably the person you told to do, he did it. And he's your shliach, he could take off truma for you. So why do you say the truma is no good? V'yelema, you tell me you hold. Ein chazok, shliach oyser shlichus, so no, there's no such chazok. Or shliach maybe does not do a shlichus. If so, afilu shchita nami loy, and even the resha. If the balabos came and found the animal with a shchita done to it, why can he eat from it? Let's be afraid his shliach did not do it. Maybe somebody else, you don't know who did it. So how can he eat from it? So Malay, so he said back to him, yeah, he says, l'chi teichel olo, kura de milcha. That Larsha said, like I said, he answered back with a dichus, like he pushed him away. As if to tell him, when you sit down and measure me off a kur's worth of salt, so for that reward, I'll tell you the answer. So he mentioned him to Bidchusi, like he didn't really answer him. The Mora says, really the pshat is like this. Li'olam, really the answer could be that ein chazok ashtich ashtichusai. His brice maybe holds here that we hold that a shliach is not for sure he does a shliach. There's no chazokah. Rashi says rather elosophic, oyster, sophic, and oyster. Could be it's a doubt. We have a doubt whether the shliach did it or not, unless he tells us clearly he did it. But if you didn't hear from him, it's a doubt whether he did it or not. If so, why bashchita is a good? Because like this, or shchita, the Gemara says, inami, even if you want to tell me that dum inish achrina shama v'yozol or shochat, even if somebody else did the shchita, not your shliach, so what? We came out before that we say, Roiv mitzvah nesu shchita mumchenein, that most people that have to do with shchita knows halachas. So even if it's somebody else that did it, it'll also be a kosher shchita. That's why we say the shchita is kosher mumonoshach. If your shliach did it, very good. And if not, even if somebody else did it, most probably it's also good. But truma, we have to be afraid. You made a shliach to take off truma from your peris, and you went and found it taken off. You're not sure who did it. Do we have to be afraid? Then maybe somebody else heard the way you told your shliach to do it, and he went and took off truma. If so, heavily term shlemi das. So that person you did not appoint him; he's not your shliach. If so, it's called the term shlemi das without the das of the balabos. And the other halacha is the term shlemi das ain't trumasa truma. The truma is not chal. Like Rashi says, term shlemi das ain't trumasa. Why? The shlichas to truma. Migam atem misrabi. We learn now the parsha of shlichus from truma. Atem gam atem l'rabi shlichachem. That you have to point the shliach to take off truma. Umino amatem l'dayetchem ashtachachem l'dayetchem. You have to point him. Not if he does it by himself. So that's why by truma it's no good. Taka, because we don't hold chazok shlichus as a shlichusay. It's only a suffix. Maybe somebody else did it. And if somebody else took off the truma, then it's not chal. Now the word says, let's say this klal of roiv mitzun, it's a shchita, mumchenein, tanoi, let's say it's a machlekes tanoim. The tanya will learn like this, hareisha of the loy gediyev, if somebody lost his kids, he lost his animals, for tanagolev, he lost his chickens, volach umotzen shkutin, the lady went in the street and found them someplace, he found them geshochten, found them with a shchita, they had a shchita done to them. So it's a machlekes now. Reb Yehuda says he can't eat from it. It's oisa. Reb Chanina b'noi shreb Yosef lili mate says it's kosher. So the Havamina is that's good for the machlekes. If you don't know who did the shchita, do we say most probably a mumcha did it or maybe not? So more like this. Omer Rebbe says niren devoro shreb Yehuda. I like the words of Reb Yehuda that he says the animal is also shemotzim biyashpa. If you find the animal in an ashpa in a junkyard. Because the svar is then, most people throw away their nevelas in an ashpa. So most probably was a nevela this time, that's why it's also.
And the divrei Rebbe Chanina b'noi Shabbi Yosef Lili shemotzim abayis. If you find it inside the house, then most probably it's not a nevela, and most probably whoever made the shechita was a mumcha. So you have a right to say the shechita is kosher. So that's what Rebbe says. Samora says, my love, isn't it that Paul Kemiflugi, the Ika Machlegis on Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Chanina is the mass of Amrinim Roy Mitsuni as a shechita mumchen hein. That Rebbe Chanina svara. Therefore he says it's kosher.
We don't say that svara. If you find the meat outside, you don't know who made the shechita, it's also. Maybe that's good for the machlokes. Samora says no. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Loi. Could be that's not the machlokes tanoim over here. It could be really maybe the kuliyam, everybody agrees that we say the svara taka of roiv mitzuni, it's a shechita mumchenein. Most people that do a shechita, we say they for sure know the halachas, and the shechita should be kosher. And therefore, babayis, if you find this piece of meat now in the house, the kuliyah molay pliga dishori, everybody agrees that it's mutter, because most probably it's not a nevela. So whoever did the shechita, mustama did a good job. Be ash posher b'shuk. If you find a piece of meat in the junkyard outside on the street, the kuliyah molay pliga diyos, everybody agrees then it's also. Why? Because most probably it's a nevela. That's what people throw the nevelas. Ki pligu, here's the machlekas over here. Biyashpa shababayis. If you find this piece of meat in the garbage, in the house itself, that's the machlekas. Masava odam also lahata nevelosa biyashpa shababayis. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda says it's also is because even though Rav Mitzuni has a shechita, but here there's a big reisa. Since you find this piece of meat in the junk, in the garbage, in the house, it's also normal for people to throw the nevelas there also. This is the reisa that maybe this piece of meat is a nevela. That's where you can eat from it. Umasava, Rabbi Chanina holds, Odom, Umasava, Einodom Mosva Hatan of Elosu Biyash Rabbayis. No, people do not throw their nevelas in their own house, even in their own garbage there. But rather, they throw it outside. So if you find it inside, most probably it was a good shechita. And just that they finished using the meat, so it got in the garbage. But not that it's a nevela, so that's the machlokes. But everybody holds, Roiv mitzuni es shechita mumchenein. Ma, what we just said before, that Omar Rebbe says, Niren divrei Rebbe Yehuda, I like Rebbe Yehuda's psach, that's also shemotzen biyashpa. I found it in the junk, in the garbage. My yashpa, which ashpa is he talking about? Elam, if you want to tell me, Ashpa Shebashuk, he found in the garbage outside. If so, what do you mean, Rebbe likes Shebi Yudin's Pesach? Well, I just got finished saying the Kuli Yamalei Pliga Diyasa. Everybody agrees if you find it outside in the garbage, for sure it's in the Vela. So what do you mean to say you like Rebbe Yudin's Pesach? El Alav, isn't it the Pshat that Rebbe is saying, Pshita Biyasha Shebabayas? That Rebbe is saying if you find it in the garbage, in the house, he likes Shebi Yudin's Pesach, the Takrit Sosa. Okay. Aim is safe, what's a safe to say? For Divi Rebbe Chanina, that Rebbe likes the words of Rebbe Chanina, B'noi Shabbi Yosek Lili, Shemotzim Abayis, if he found the piece of meat in the house. So now again, my bias, what does it mean to say he found it in the house? Elaim, if you want to tell me bias, mamash around the mamash in the floor, on the table. If so, what do you mean you like Rebbe Chanina's words? Ha'amat, we just got finished saying, the Kuliyal Mele Pliga Dishori, everybody agrees, if you find the piece of meat in the house, about it we say Roiv Mitzuni Es Shechita Mumchenein, and about it's a good shechita. So what do you mean to say Divrei Rebbe Chanina? El Pshitis Nekeses Biyasha Shebabayis, that you found a piece of meat in the garbage in the house, and Rebbe is saying he likes Rebbe Chanina, that's muta. If so, Kasha the Rebbe, other Rebbe, the Chortz Astir and Rebbe. First Rebbe's Mashmi likes the words of Rebbe Yudah Ratzasa, in the case we found it in the garbage in the house, and now we're saying no, when you find it in the garbage in the house, he likes Rebbe Chanina's vort, that's muta, so it's Stephen Rebbe. So it's rather Pshat must be Hochikomer. This is what Rebbe meant to say, that